everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. 201-793-7469. That's the phone number if you don't have letters on your numbers.
We really need to have a disclaimer for anything Lucas says or does today on the show.
That's right.
Yeah, Lucas looks really strange right now. Yeah. Anyone watching live can... Well, wow. Hopefully they can't see it. Maybe he's out of range.
You don't want to see that.
Yeah. But if you want to watch the show live via streaming video, you can watch it every Saturday at 2 o'clock Central. Duo.com, DEWOH.com/this show/live. And you can email us anytime at the show@duo.com.
While smoking pot, it makes the
phone number won't work this week because I didn't pay the bill to keep it going. But next week it'll work. So 793-SHOW, 201-793-SHOW is our phone number. And you can call us anytime after 2 o'clock on Saturdays because that's when we do it. We've got a fairly large show. It won't be as large as last week because, well, it was large last week.
Yeah. And in charge.
Yes, it was. But today we're going to have Lucas call another country. We're going to have him call Italy.
Yeah,
Sarah's got a game for us this week.
Woo-hoo.
And, well, just all the regular stuff. Going to bring back TV talk and entertainment news and everything like that. So it should be fairly fun. But at the beginning, we're just going to get back to how we usually do it because we don't have any tribute shows today. So I guess we're just going to start the show by just randomly talking about everything that happens in our lives every day.
It's so sweet. Yeah. We can get personal and emotional with our audience and connect to them on a really... really intimate
on a personal
level.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle.
Would you like me to speak loud?
I don't know how that pertains to this at all.
Whee! All right, well, let's just start the show by disclaiming that
Lucas is
extremely high.
Off of coffee.
Off of coffee. Last night, he went to a party with like 90 other boys.
Oh, okay. 90 boys.
And
wow. What
actually,
you
it was 12 people and about...
Malachi was there. I said, Malachi, you have a good time? I go, what'd you do? He goes, each other.
Ooh. Yes.
Malachi was there too?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Awesome. Yeah, so anyway, what's his face? Lucas was there a lot, and he didn't sleep till 6.
Do you want me to name off the people?
Yeah, here in a little bit. But he had a lot of coffee. And
2 hours of sleep.
Very little sleep. So if he just randomly gets very quiet, like right now, that's why.
Or also makes random
Someone's
different
playing
loud
footsie
noises.
With me.
Kathleen, no one is playing
Ew.
Footsie with
me.
Who's playing
footsie
with you?
With
I don't
that.
Know. I think it's... Apparently I did on accident.
I think it was Sarah.
I'm sorry.
Calm yourself down.
My foot has lesbian tendencies. I apologize to everyone in advance.
That. All right. Well, Lucas, go ahead and tell us about your night last night. Then.
All right. Well... It was my friend Michael's birthday party. It was just like...
Your friend? Like, you have friends.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
Anyways, there was about 26 people. We went to go see... we each, like, dispersed into, like, 4 different movies because none of us showed up at the same time. So, we actually got to go see The Kingdom, which was pretty good.
My brother told me that was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, there was this part where there was this terrorist on the ground. He was getting up right about to shoot him, and this guy, you think he's gonna pull out an automatic and just, you know, like shoot him like a couple thousand times, but he pulls out like a mini shotgun and blows him through the floor.
Wow.
Flies through the floor.
What?
It was amazing.
Wow.
The terrorist
wow.
dies, so the terrorist kills the other guy.
No. He pulled the FBI guy shot
coffee.
Him.
It was on coffee.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay. He's gonna have ADHD tendencies today.
After that, we went to IHOP, which I had 4 cups of coffee.
This is only like at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I had 4 cups of coffee there.
And Lucas drinks his coffee black, just so everyone knows.
Yeah.
I don't
He's
like,
a man.
I don't like coffee already, but
I always
just
bet
straight
on black.
Black.
Once you go black, you never
go
back.
Black is
what
my
other,
favorite
what,
color.
What other black phrases are there?
Like Yo.
Phrases that once black. You go black, you're going to end up in a wheelchair.
What is that?
Or once you go black, your parents disown you.
Oh no.
That is racist.
Oh, wow.
Coffee.
Sorry, people.
The coffee.
Shout out to Caitlin.
Disclaimer.
Anyways,
nothing Lucas says today can be used
just,
against him in the court of law.
We hung out at IHOP for a couple hours. And
Did
we
you
went,
hit on the waitresses?
No.
Did Michael say, sit on my lap because I'm the birthday boy?
No.
Why not?
Oh, poor Michael.
No, but there was this guy named Joe. I will beat you. There's this guy named Joe who juggles for a living.
What is
and
that?
He goes
juggle?
He goes to the re- he goes to the, he goes to the, like he like $60 per hour when he does a show.
What
and
does he juggle
per,
exactly?
$8 he just like balls,
fruit,
and no, any
vegetables,
he has
small
children.
Heads.
No, he has a glass
children.
Ball, and he just he moves it around, and it looks like really cool. And then he does he does unicycling, and he does flaming sticks.
What this isn't funny at all.
Flame batons, and he kills people with them, like spears them.
After the juggle
he's amazing.
Balls, man.
Yeah. And there was actually this group of people that asked one of the waiters to come over and ask him to go over there, and that they would give him narcotics if he would. And I was like, sweet, we're going. But anyways, that was the coffee talking. Okay. And then after that, all the ladies left. That we had about 26 people there. And then all the ladies left.
And there were two of you left.
And some of the guys left. And then there was only 12 of us left. And we went back to Michael's house. And we played 12-player Halo 3 for about hours.
Everybody
no, not 5 hours. About 3 hours.
Did Malachi play?
Yeah.
Sweet.
He sucked it up, though. He like
who won?
He like went around like cleaning people's blood and giving them water because he wasn't good enough to actually fight. Anyways, what?
Who won?
Malachi the mercenary.
There's this guy named Alex that goes to Word of Life now. He brought his Xbox 360 Elite.
Is he like a redhead?
I think.
He
wears a Green Lantern belt buckle.
I think I know who you're talking about.
And then Cody, my friend from El Dorado, he kicks A. So, of course, he was second. And then, like, I don't know. I was, like, somewhere in the middle.
Where was Brian at?
Either above me or below me.
Oh.
Wow. That's specific.
On me or under me.
Hopefully under if you're playing Halo.
Yeah. And then, it was pretty crazy. I drank about 2 more cups of coffee in between that. And then, yeah, it was great. And then I played the Orange Box.
That's another game.
Which is Half-Life 2.
I saw
Portal, which is great. What?
I saw an advertisement.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Lucas was very into the other portals last
night. What?
He was.
That was him smoking a joint, apparently. Yep.
Invisible joint.
Anyway.
Does anybody have an invisible lighter?
So what was the highlight of your night then? The
highlight of my night? Probably sleep.
All 2 hours ahead.
No, I don't know. I can't remember most of it now.
Did anybody jump out of Michael's birthday cake?
He didn't have birthday cake.
That's a shame. Aww. What do you guys should have gotten?
He had
one of those girls that jumps out of birthday cake.
Birthday breakfast sub.
Birthday breakfast?
Birthday breakfast sub. So
is that like a sub with like instead of meat it had eggs breakfast. On it or something?
Oh yeah. It was French toast. I mean not French toast, French bread. And then salami.
There's a large difference.
Salami. Salami, fried bologna.
Yeah.
A bunch of cheese.
All sounds like breakfast food to me. What
eggs.
Do you guys think?
It was amazing.
Yeah. Eggs, okay.
So was the
where did you get that from?
His dad made it.
Oh, okay.
So was the highlight of your life night the guy on guy action all night long?
Probably. Except not a girl.
Yeah. I wish Timbaland would write a song where he sang promiscuous boy.
Promiscuous boy. I don't know if I got dentures.
Fine. I'll do this then. Okay. Here. Everybody wait. Oh, I turned it on a little early. Come on. There.
And that was Lucas singing that right there. He really does have that high pulse. Miss Q pie.
That's right.
Wow. And he just digested his microphone.
He's deep.
You are now hearing the inside of Lucas's throat.
Wow.
Oh my God. He's got small children hidden in there.
That's frightening. Okay. Well, Whitney went to haunted houses last night.
Yeah, tell us about the haunted
houses. Any awesome stories you want to tell from that experience?
The one in Newton is cheap, but not so great. It's pretty sad. But the one in Watson Park was awesome. I liked it. There was a bunch of creepy people.
Awesome.
And there was guys that were sneaking up behind me. Like one guy, he was like covered in moss, and he puts his hand around my waist like this, and then I notice I'm like, oh, Renee. And he goes behind Renee and her cousin Sam, and he's just walking in between them, and they're like, oh. And then he goes up to Renee's dad, and he's like, hi, Dad. And then he takes off his mask, and he's like, thanks for coming, guys. And we're like, thanks. And there's a bunch of crazy, up in the mountain, Arky rednecks there with the swords,
oh, yeah,
and switcher swords, knives, yes, and stuff, and they're like, you know, here, and it's kind of freaky. And yeah, then there was this one guy that was shouting
like every night at home.
He was shouting, he's like, hey, come here, and I was like, I'm coming, mister, I'm coming, and he's like, come here. I was like, you don't have to be rude about it. Then there was a girl that dressed up as the ring, and she's walking all weird.
That's what Seth and I saw when we went to one time. She followed us out into the parking lot. That kind of creeped me out.
Oh, yeah. She actually followed you guys all the way out to the parking lot.
She followed us all the way to the parking lot and said that I kept looking behind us.
Adding dramatic effect.
Like, wow. What is this chick doing?
Wow. And, it was pretty good. I
oh, my God. This song has drums. I've never actually played this song loud enough to have drums. Long enough, I mean.
And,
no, it's like really 80s now. Lucas, what are you doing?
I think we might as well not even try and just let Lucas just make sound effects all show today. That's all that we're going to get out of him.
Lucas is seriously the weirdest dude I've ever met.
And the ring girl howled. Yeah, and everyone's like, the ring girl doesn't howl. And she just goes over there like, she's like, oh.
Pretty random.
Not like a dog, but she was just going, oh. That sounds like Scooby now.
Okay. Well,
you want,
then.
You want some Scooby snacks?
I'm really frightened of
Scooby Doo. Whoa.
That's not even how the song goes.
I got one new pussycat.
Scooby Doo. You said Scooby Doo instead.
Scooby Dooby Doo. Where are you?
Oh, God.
I also got poked like 50 bajillion times from my doctor.
So did I.
Oh.
Coincidence.
You've yeah, but weren't you poked like inappropriately? He said, take your pants off.
No, he actually took my pants off for me.
And then he said, turn around and cough.
What are we even talking about?
Except he was a she, and she was my girlfriend.
Oh, you did it with the six-year-old. Shame, Lucas. Shame.
That will never be left again.
I know it'll never go. It'll never leave. Nope, it's gonna be on the show forever. I mean, right, even 3 years from now, she's still gonna be 6 years old.
Yep.
She's never gonna get older.
Lucas, even if you get married and we're still doing this show, I will still say she's 6 years old.
Lucas, get married.
Yeah, Lucas won't be on the show though when he gets married. Sadly,
probably not.
Lucas is leaving us for Arkansas in like 6 months.
Let's not talk about that, because I don't want to cry.
I know, and I'll probably, just because I said that, I'll probably get flooded with letters saying, why are you making him leave?
I'm actually forcing myself to leave.
You are, huh?
Yes.
A what?
I don't know how I can do that.
Lucas is leaving for greener pastures and llamas.
Yes. I get a llama.
That's the bride.
Greener pastures of Arkansas.
Yes. Yeah.
Where
yeah,
he it can actually greener. He can actually have his girlfriend Bree as, like, his sister.
What?
Not like you, like, but, you know,
what?
People in Arkansas can have their date their sisters.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
No.
Or, oh, wait, that's Alabama, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which of the states, like, the incest state?
No state lets you have incest.
Come to Alabama. No, it's the just incest state.
It's on their license plates. It's on the t-shirts.
It's just crazy mountain people up in...
There are some where you can date your first cousin and, like, get married and have children.
That's kind of weird to me.
Oh, that's so sick.
Sounds awesome to me.
The British monarchy did it for many, many years.
Yeah.
And that's why a bunch of those people are so fugly.
Fugly?
Fat, ugly.
Jeez. Okay.
Awesome.
Whatever. All right. Well, Sarah, anything exciting happened for you?
Not particularly. I still don't have a job. Just be going to college. I get a long weekend.
Why don't you have a job?
Because no one wants to hire me.
Because you're too small. We need to grow a couple inches.
Oh, so mean.
Yeah, I go in to apply and they're like, 12-year-old, who's going to hire her?
Right. I could apply for South 2, if you know what I mean.
I saw that a place was hiring for a dump truck driver.
Horrible. Awesome, I could drive a dump truck. How would that work out?
It's pretty funny because last night we were in Kohl's shopping and the lady on the PA comes over and she's like, we're now hiring part-time positions. And I'm like looking at Sarah like, yeah. like, for overnight stalkers of freight.
I was like, dang it.
Never mind. That's not going to really work for us.
But I got an application anyways, so maybe I can work there part-time. Or maybe I can work with Whitney. I might get to work with Whitney, which would be super cool.
Now, that
cool.
would be good.
That would be cool.
I would hope that she'd get to work with me because that would be really good pay for her.
Yeah, and Whitney would be less bad for you, too. Remember, like,
we could hang out.
You wouldn't hate your job nearly as much.
No, because then me and Sir could just vent to each other about how much we hate the office.
Yeah, that's right.
Not the show, the actual place.
Lucas is chirping.
We're chirping with him in unison.
It's not chirping.
Kathleen could tell us all about her new boyfriend. Well, some of her new boyfriend.
I can't tell you all about it. It's kind of inappropriate for the show.
So, basically, his name is Eric. That's all she can tell you.
Yep. And he's 22.
He's in the Air Force. Wears clothes sometimes.
He wears clothes sometimes.
So
he's
Jacob,
been in the Air Force for 4 years.
Does he know?
He was
Jacob?
In Japan.
Oh, really?
He was in Guam. He was in Hawaii. And then they moved him here.
I blew up Guam.
So, but doesn't that mean that they could move him again at any time if they felt like
he's going to be here for another
that made no sense.
2 years at the least. Before he has to move again.
That gives you time to get him to seal the deal.
It does.
I'll seal your deal.
He's from...
You're not allowed to seal her deal. She's too old for you.
I'm not a pedophile.
Apparently, Timmy
like
doesn't
you are.
Think so.
Oh! All right. To explain to our listeners and viewers, we have a friend named Timmy who's attracted to many different boys. And one day, after Lucas had recently gotten a new haircut at church... He's sitting in front of us wearing a nice jacket, and he's standing up, and Timmy pokes me. She's like, who is that guy? He's really hot. And I'd be like, well, it happens
you'd be
to
like,
be Lucas.
You'd be like, it's Lucas.
And she kind of freaked out. It's like, oh, my God, don't tell him. So obviously I told him.
She yeah. also told me that she could one day see herself dating Lucas when he was older because he was pretty much a very perfect guy for
Lucas
her.
Is a hottie. I get mail God. Every week about
she said
how hot
oh, can
Lucas
you
is.
Are you going to read another one?
I don't think I don't think I picked out any mail today about how hot you are.
We can't boost your ego every
you
show.
You get one about me, though?
Yes, there's some about you. Okay. I'm going to read a
like
lot
that.
Of leader, leader mail today.
Leader
mail.
Leader mail.
Basically, nothing exciting has been happening in my life.
Sure.
How sad for you.
Wait. Seth and I saw Stardust last night. That was pretty exciting.
Was I really want to see
I
it.
I liked it a lot. Seth was pretty upset because sometimes the special effects were kind of bad.
They were terrible sometimes.
But I really liked the show overall. I thought it was really great. And Seth enjoyed it.
It was
all right.
There was like some parts where it was just like, I wish I could fast forward past this part because they're just putting it. Like there was this like an hour long carriage ride in the middle of the movie. And you're just like.
Hour long carriage ride.
It was like 5 minutes and he freaked out.
Why is this happening? There's just in carriages.
Didn't you think the old dead people were funny?
They were pretty funny.
They reminded me of the old men from the Muppets.
I mean, overall,
terrible jokes and, like, made fun of people and, like, mocked them.
Who are they called,
Seth? Like, you're retarded.
The two old ghost Muppets.
I don't. They're not ghosts.
They're not ghosts. They're just old people.
They're just old guys.
I thought they were ghosts.
I don't know.
I don't think they really even had it. They had names to each other, but nobody ever called them, like, a certain name. Hmm. Well, the two old men that were funny and hilarious.
They made fun of Fozzie the Bear.
We're all going to cry next. We don't know.
I don't know their names. I didn't even know they had names.
They don't really mention them.
It's, I don't think they really ever meant. Yeah, I don't
it's
think
it's Jose
they really mentioned it.
And Yeshua.
I don't think it's Jose.
Okay, you're taking Mexican names out of context.
Jose?
Because they're not Mexicans. They're white.
Yeah, duh.
Jeez.
And they're not Jewish.
Josie, what?
I'm really confused. I don't know what's going on right now.
Are you ready to call Italy?
I'm going to take that as a no.
Wait.
Did anything exciting happen in Colby's life this week?
Colby. Anything cool happened to you this week?
You can tell everyone about the amazing technology you've been purchasing.
No. I got a Mac.
Yeah, everybody's jealous of your money.
And then today I was playing golf and I had to run all the way back to the front of the golf course to come here.
Wow. Well, we appreciate you coming. I got reader mail about how much people loved you, too. So.
I told them that we should get a model.
Wayward son.
What is going on?
Well, all right.
I just start singing Kansas.
I guess that's from like last week when he spent the night because he played like Guitar Hero for like five hours.
Oh, it's
I
on Guitar
Hero
so.
Last night.
Oh, that's right. I remember that now. He played Guitar Hero last night.
On my wayward
he reminds me of like, what's the guy? What's the guy off The Office? Andy.
Yeah, Andy. You start singing all the time. Yeah. That's exactly what it's like.
That's definitely Andy. Who Lucas's TV personality would be.
It is.
He also has anger management issues as well.
He's seriously, like, he's just freaking me out over here. Lucas, you
like,
gotta...
No. He's, like, all, like, quiet, and then he's all hyper.
You gotta collect
coffee.
Your brains and put them to use for the show. Just be present for just a little bit longer.
All right, Lucas, you're going to call Italy now. Are you ready to call
Italy?
Wait.
I don't know what to say, though.
You don't...
Bonjour.
No, I'm pretty sure that's French.
Say bonjour.
Okay. Say goodbye, you say ciao.
Just talk to them in English. Be like, do you speak English? And if they say no, then just start gibbering.
Say pizza.
And, like, include the word, like, ravioli and
or
spaghetti.
Sushi.
And also to say...
Or, like, salami.
Ferrari.
Get ready to hang up.
Gucci. Lucas, Versace.
Say hello, say bonjour.
Buongiorno.
Yes.
Italian. Fag.
Yeah, be like, do that. Be like, buongiorno. Do you speak English?
Buongiorno.
Last week, I was listening to the old German calls on last week's show, and Lucas was talking to the woman at the hotel in a German accent. She's like, sprechen Sie English? She's like, yes, how can I help you? He's like, hey, hallo, na, guten Tag. And I'm like, yeah. he talked in German like a pure white guy from America.
Hello.
Yep.
Hello.
And then when he talked in English, he sounded German.
Hello.
My name Lucas, I think it'll Lucas be okay. I think it'll be okay, though, this week if you actually do talk and you're, what am I saying?
You're American.
Say?
What if
accent.
I say arrivederci?
Arrivederci?
Yeah, you can say that, too.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
It's arrivederci, but okay.
Arrivederci.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I forget what that means.
Arriva freaking dash.
Okay, well.
Bake me pasta now, whore.
What?
What?
I don't understand what's going on here.
You want your whore to bake you pasta.
You say that you want like a 12-inch pizza
with lots of 12. Sausage and meat.
Served to you by
gladiators. I want a 63-inch pizza.
Okay, yeah, order that.
That's I want it. The largest pizza in the world delivered to me in 4 minutes.
What? Are you even
from Italy
about?
To Kansas?
Do you have delivery service?
Yes. Okay. Well, I tweaked with the sound system, and since you're on your microphone this week, we can actually talk into our mics, and they can't hear us at all. All
right.
They can
excellent.
Only hear Lucas in the microphone
that's
today.
Cool.
So if we want to yell at Lucas,
carry
we can now do it.
Carry
on
my wayward whore.
Okay. The first restaurant I'm going to have you call, Lucas. Is the La Rosetta restaurant. Now, all these restaurants in Italy are within, like, a mile of the Colosseum, okay?
Yeah, that's great.
So, this is the first restaurant you're going to call. It's called the La Rosetta.
Maximus.
And you're on right now. It's calling, it's ringing, and, you know, whatever else. Now, some of these restaurants didn't ring at all. They just, it said ringing, and then they picked up. I didn't, so.
Fortunato, buonasera.
Buongiorno.
Pronto.
Do you speak English?
Pronto.
What just happened there?
She said pronto. She said faster, and then you didn't say anything, so she hung up on you.
That's funny.
Apparently, they must have been busy today.
Call her back.
Apparently.
Call her back. Your mom.
Okay.
Pronto, your mom.
Okay, this restaurant that you're going to call now is the Ristorante Fortunato.
Tauntaun?
Yes, the Tauntaun restaurant.
Or isn't that pronounced Fortunato? I think it's pronounced Fortunato.
Gosh. Oh my gosh.
What did you just do?
He's got anger management issues.
He's going to punch a hole.
Oh my god.
All right.
Or through the microphone.
All right, everybody, we're calling another restaurant here. This is the restaurant of Fortunato or whatever it's called.
Why is there a hair on my microphone?
And see, now it says ringing. There's no ringtone, so when you hear it pick up, it'll be on. So, you know, it says it's ringing. But there's no boop. There should be a boop, though.
Fortunato, buonasera.
Buongiorno.
Pronto.
Do you speak English?
Pronto.
Do you speak?
Face is the best.
Pronto.
You're a whore.
Lucas.
I don't know.
Is she still on the line?
No,
faster. I'm like, no. I don't know what to
say. Too much pressure for Lucas. Yeah,
that sounded like the same lady.
Yeah, it did.
But it's
exactly.
A different restaurant.
Maybe they're all the same
like.
Restaurant. maybe it's the same lie.
No wonder they're all a mile away from the car.
Yep.
People in Italy.
They all have different names for mafia purposes.
Apparently. Maybe we're calling the mafia restaurant. Right
now. Oh my goodness. Just spit up all over himself. Like a child. He has drool coming out of his mouth like he's got rabies.
All right, Lucas, you ready to call this restaurant? The name of this restaurant. Name of this restaurant is simply Gusto.
No.
No, Lucas. Lucas.
Wait, I have to calm myself.
Lucas, okay. You need to say buongiorno and then say chicken Alfredo.
Spaghetti ravioli.
And then say lean cuisine.
Hot pocket.
Tyson.
All right, I pressed the green phone. It's calling now, Lucas. Connecting.
Bird, calm down.
You're on, apparently. Say hello. What is this noise? Oh my god.
I love you. Apparently, make love to me.
We like called the devil. Oh my god.
I think they had really bad reception. Wow. I heard someone say, grazie.
No, I heard him say hi.
That was evil.
Yeah.
We just seriously like, called the bowels of hell.
I was speaking hell back to it.
That was one of the more frightening things I've ever heard in my entire life.
Howl back, girl. There ain't no howl back.
That's a holub.
I know.
It's Hellenese.
Hello. Oh my gosh.
Raised in the
Hellenese.
Roof.
Hellenese.
All right, Lucas, I'm going to have you call back that Lil Rosetta restaurant, the first one we called.
Oh no.
This time, try to keep her
now,
on the line.
Yeah, try to keep her on the line. They only understand you if you're aggressive, these Italians.
Yeah, you've got
to
be fast. And
grazie. Chicken Alfredo.
Here it is. It's ringing. Let's see if it calls.
Grazie. Chicken Alfredo. A pizza.
Pronto. Pronto.
Jesus.
Spaghetti.
Do you have Jesus?
These Italians are not very nice.
No, they're not.
They don't even respond to us.
They're like, pronto, pronto, click.
I mean, Lucas even tried to order chicken Alfredo when they hang
up. Chicken Alfredo.
He's like, do you have Jesus? Click.
Like, we do not have Jesus here. Jesus is the one that's in our country.
One order of Jesus and a side order of Satan.
Well, that was great.
Did not work well at all.
I know.
We should pick a different country. Let's boycott Italy.
Yeah, never go to Italy, people. If you listen
to
Italy.
I'm going to write a letter to the Pope. Be like, your people should be nicer to me.
Well, the Pope doesn't live in Italy. He lives in Vatican City.
That's close enough.
It's close enough. That's like writing Spain. It's close enough to England.
That's right. It is.
Right, the King of Spain. What is up with your queen? Seriously. All right.
Is there
well,
even a king?
King in Spain?
No.
Is that
not
all the
Spain,
numbers you have?
In England.
Yeah, that was
That's
all.
That's a shame.
I know. Aww. I was hoping that they would last a little longer, but apparently everyone hates
you. You shouldn't call restaurants.
No, next time. No.
They're too busy. You need to call places where you could actually like get customer service or something.
Yeah,
or
but
like
what places like that are open?
Spain next week.
Okay, we'll call.
And I could give them some Spanish things.
Yeah, maybe Whitney will call a country next week. Call Spain for us.
I could always call China if you
there's,
want.
Yeah,
to.
We're going to call China sometime. That's I mean, we exciting. Can call every country in the world, but we're never calling Italy again. They're all rude.
No, it's jerks.
People from Italy, email us theshow@duo.com and tell us why your country is so angry.
D-bags.
I mean, are they mad about Mussolini still? I mean, what is the deal here?
Mussolini.
I mean, what did we ever do to you, Italy?
You know, whenever I hear the name Mussolini, I always think of the tortellini, the pasta.
Bernito Tortellini.
Everyone's names in Italian sound like a food.
Yeah.
They seriously do.
It's pretty funny.
What about Tony?
Tony sounds like a food.
Tony's
Tony
pizza?
To me sounds like a pizza restaurant. Tony's, you know, something like that.
Well, that's just because it's
like,
affiliated.
Like a Nicky Rotola sounds like a bread or something.
Ray Barone.
Barone.
All right, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back with our entertainment news, TV talk, Billboard, Chipmunks.
Sex Newton.
Sex Newton.
I don't know what Sex Newton is.
Well, I do.
Wow.
We'll
be coming up soon.
Lucas scares me. All right, we'll be right back after this break. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show.
What?
201-793 show is our phone number, 201-793-7469 for those people without letters on their numbers. I like to say that, it sounds funny.
Newsflash, everyone from Italy is a prick. at least the people that work in restaurants.
They're all jerk.
You and the entire little restaurant close to the Coliseum that connects straight to the bowels of hell.
Yeah. What was that, Lucas?
Maybe we should just call random numbers and try and get hooked up with the mafia.
With, like, the
you can also email us at the show at duo.com, D-E-W-O-H, and you can watch the show live. Right now we're on the front page of ustream.tv, but if we're ever not on the front page, you can look at us at duo.com, duoh.com/the show/live.
Plus your mom's show.
And so there you go. Do we want to start? I don't know how, we haven't really figured out the order how we do this, because, like, the entertainment news and TV talk, we do them, this is, like, the second week we're really done this. So what exactly, what order do we want to do all this week? Do we want to start with the billboards, or do we want to start with the entertainment news?
We'll start with the TV.
Okay.
Yeah, TV.
So, the TV stuff. Now, I just asked before the show what TV shows everybody watches, and really, they didn't give me much of an answer.
I watched a lot of TV shows.
Yeah, I know. But, like, out of all the six of us here, we really only watch, like, 5 TV shows.
Yep.
So, I think we're going to have to start assigning TV shows to people.
That's a good idea.
So,
that is a good idea.
This week, let's cover Heroes, and let's cover The Office, and 30 Rock, and then we'll cover America's Next Top Model and Gossip Girl. And,
how about Always Sunny in Pennsylvania?
You can cover that if you want to, Colby. All
right.
And,
holy crap.
Lucas. You know, for the disclaimer, for people watching live right now, Lucas has had 2 hours of sleep and 8 cups of coffee.
Wow. I just, we could watch him and be mesmerized.
This is unfair to the
I would just watch him, but it's unfair to our audio only listeners.
I know. If
I do look at him, though, I'm like hypnotized and can't stop.
I know.
Okay.
Just look away.
I can't look at him. Okay.
Okay.
So, like, who wants to start off with the crappy Heroes?
I'll start off with Heroes.
Okay. Crappy Heroes.
All right. I was trying really, really hard to defend Heroes for the first 2 weeks. I was saying, you know, it's a little slow, but I'm sure they're going to pick it up. It's going to be like last season where they're going to start off slow and sort of weasel their way back into your minds.
Weasel their way. Is that the correct term?
Yeah, so weasel their way into your minds, and then you can't stop thinking about Heroes. But this is the third flipping week of Heroes, and I'm got to say, I'm getting more and more disappointed each time I watch it. Nothing is happening. They keep recycling the same plot lines. Now they're recycling powers. It's getting on my nerves. They should be more creative. Like, I don't know if they've lost writers since last season, they're just having a brain freeze.
It's this. Man, I don't know how we're going to top last season. Well, what we'll do is we'll recycle last season's plot line, but just keep saying it over and over again so that people really don't know what's going on.
I was kind of excited to meet some of the new heroes, but the only two new heroes we've really met have been the Mexican brother and sister, or whatever they are. I don't think they're actually Mexican. They're from
Caligo and Hugget. They're from, like, Guatemala,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Guatemala.
Yeah, that's Mexican.
Okay, every single time they're shown, the exact same thing happens. The brother gets taken away and separated from his sister. His sister kills a whole bunch of people, and then they get reunited, and he brings it back to life. Every single time they've shown them, that's happened.
It's going on for 3 episodes. They haven't made it to America yet.
Seriously, you could recap everything that's happened in probably like 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's slightly,
it's really sad.
It's very depressing.
And this new guy of Claire's, I hate him. He's such a D-bag.
He reminds me of Peter a lot, actually.
No, I hate him. He's
like, the way he looks, I mean.
I think that it'd be really hilarious if, what's the new guy's name? I don't remember.
New guy
of Claire's. I really think
Zach or something
Zach,
like that.
Yeah, he can fly like Peter Petrelli, and he kind of looks like him, so I'm pretty sure that he's also one of Peter Petrelli's illegitimate children.
You heard it here first. They're related.
They're related.
And that's gross.
They're going to kiss. They're going to have a child who's going to turn into some super freak.
And have
mutant,
7 toes.
And have 7 toes.
Yes.
It'll be great.
4
and
children.
3
nipples.
Turn into a gargoyle child, I think.
Now, who watched The Office and 30 Rock in here? Okay, Whitney watched The Office, and Colby watched...
I watched most of The Office.
Okay, so you guys want to cover that real quick for everybody?
Hilarious.
Tell us how you think it's going so far this season. Good as last season.
They kidnap.
It's starting to pick up.
Yeah. Is it? Okay.
It's starting. Like, the first episode was okay.
Like, I watch Heroes and Chuck on Mondays at my parents' house in High Def. Chuck is hilarious.
And plus, my sister's around, so I never really watched
Chuck. Yeah, but when I watch the previews of The Office, it comes on during there, and I laughed so hard when Meredith lifted her skirt and had a giant pelvic cast.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
She was like, Jim, do you want to sign my cast?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, sure.
It was the best. Because the preview before it was when Tina Fey was talking and her tooth fell out. And Frank goes, did your tooth just fall out? And I laugh. I'm like, nothing. This is why 30 Rock is better than The Office. Because The Office is never that funny. And then they totally, like, made up for it with that funny pelvic cast.
Well, this episode, Thursday, pretty much, was the best.
Yeah.
Kidnapped a pizza guy.
Oh, yeah.
He said the pizza was crappy and they didn't want to pay for it. And Dwight was like, what are you gonna do? And he's like, you have one of two choices. You can either pay or we can kidnap him.
Okay. Yeah.
So they like hold him. It was like during a party too.
That's
so
awesome.
They like hold him in and like Dwight's like yelling at him. Like
I really want to watch The Office, but it's not on iTunes and it's just.
Well, all right.
It stinks.
There was a web party for the new host of the website for The Office. You know?
Yeah.
Well, and then
club is called Chat Room.
Yeah.
And the password is evidently
password. Michael thinks that he's invited to the party in New York.
Yeah.
But the
it's just the
club was named Chat Room, and the password was named password to get in.
And that
so
is
Jim
awesome.
Jim goes, Michael, is there a www before that chat room name? He goes, no. He says, now look at it. And he's like, yeah, that's yeah. a chat room for the internet. And he's just like.
Yeah. And then he like gets all pissed at Ryan for not inviting him, you know. He calls him. It's pretty
funny. Oh, yeah, because Ryan's the big boss
yeah.
now.
It was so funny because what does Michael say on the air?
See,
the preview I remember was when, I don't know if this is from last year or not, but when Ryan comes out and he's like, I want you to treat me just like you did your old boss or whatever, like Jan. And
then Michael's like,
I don't go that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways,
that was funny.
When they come on the air, you know, for the webcam, their little office, you know, Michael's like, yes, this is Dunder Mifflin whatever.
Scranton, yeah.
Yeah, Scranton. And Ryan is an a-hole.
Yeah, yes.
That is spectacular.
That's great.
What I thought was really funny is that they got this new ordering system on the internet instead of, you know, people calling. And so yeah. Dwight is so angry. He's like, this is crap. You can't have that personal one-on-one conversation that
oh,
gets
yeah.
like stupid computer. So him and
the computer.
The other guy, his
Andy.
Him and Andy are like, let's do a challenge because Dwight and his girlfriend, you know, are in trouble right now.
Yeah.
Because he killed her cat.
Yes. I love it. He's just like, it was a show of mercy. Anyway, and so he's trying to prove to her. She's like, oh, whatever. That computer can do tons more than you can. He's like, oh, yeah. And so he's going to do a race from a computer to prove his love for her and stuff.
That's
you know?
Awesome.
And he wins, but she's still not impressed. And so, and she's like, how do I send a memoir to somebody that I want that says it's over whenever he's the one who does the memoirs? How can I do that? And so finally, she goes up to Pam. She's like, Pam, I need a new guy. And,
yeah.
And Dwight hears it. He's just like.
Yeah,
it was really sad.
Angela goes up to Pam. She's like, hey, do you have any guy friends that you can hook me up with?
Nice.
Yes.
What about 30 Rock? How was that?
Oh, I didn't watch 30 Rock.
Did you watch 30 Rock?
No.
No one watched 30 Rock.
The funny part about The Office 2 was Pam and Jim decided to play a prank on Dwight.
Oh, yeah.
And they do an IM with Dwight, and it's called Dunder Mifflin S-Y-S, and it's supposed to be the computer talking to him, and so they're like,
yeah.
I know what you're
funny.
Doing, you know, and he's thinking, dear God,
Dwight
the
is so
computer's
dumb sometimes.
Watching
yeah.
me.
Now, America's Next Top Model is like
yes,
Sarah and
I
Kathleen's
that.
Favorite show
I love
ever.
That show.
So anything exciting having America Next Top Model
say,
that won't bore our male listeners
last,
to death.
The last girl that got kicked off was the girl who went to Yale.
Uh-huh.
Mm. And so they finally got rid of the only smart girl on the show. And I thought that was kind of ironic.
Yeah.
Oh, the girl that was
I went
the
to
stripper
Yale.
Still
the
on
girl.
There?
Yeah,
the girl
that's the stripper
she's
still on there.
I thought she was really pretty, even though she's
what about the autistic girl?
The autistic girl is still on there.
What about
she's
the
Asperger's.
What about the cutie chubby girls? Are there
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Asperger's.
She's still there.
That's the one. That's the series where Tyra Banks, some girl has Asperger's. And Tyra Banks can't say it right, so she always says Asperger's. And it cracks. Me
it
up.
Is very funny.
It's like,
I
so
agree.
You have Asperger syndrome, right?
Is she still
right?
on there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she is still on there.
Tyra Banks or the Asperger's?
The Asperger's. But last week they had them all do their makeovers, and one of the black girls got all of her hair cut off because she'd like put a permanent and like dyed her hair red. So they had to like shave her head bald, and she has to wear this wig now. And she said she looked like a drag queen, and she kind of did, and I laughed really hard.
Aww,
but they had them all dressed up as different kind of flowers, and I thought it was really funny that they made the girl with Asperger's like dress up as weeds. And she seriously looked like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Nice.
But they still liked her, so she's still on the show.
Nice. Well, some TV news this week. Okay, there's a lot of TV news this week.
Ooh.
I think the biggest story is that Conan O'Brien is officially moving to L.A.
Score!
He's leaving New York, and he's going to L.A. He was he's supposed to replace Jay Leno in 2009.
Woohoo!
And basically, they're gonna set him up at the renovated Studio One at Universal Studios. That's like their big thing, and it's a huge complex and everything. So, you know,
is he gonna get to design it like the way he wants to?
I have no idea.
Because I love his setup a lot better than Jay Leno's.
Yeah,
but some people, like the late night historians, are really sad because that means that there's gonna be no more Burbank, which is where Johnny Carson got started.
True.
So like everybody's all like, and I'm like, okay. But Conan in LA now.
That
means that David Letterman's gonna be the only one anymore that's in New York. So,
well, I'm just glad that Conan's getting bumped up because I like Conan a lot.
Conan is so funny.
I just hate that I can't watch him enough because he's on so late. Now that he's done it earlier, I'm super excited. Yeah.
Now the CW, you know, it basically bought the WB. CW is CBS and the WB. Yeah. So it's the CW, get it? Yeah. Uh-huh. I knew it was gonna happen sometime, but basically starting next year they're gonna kill off Kids WB. Which is sad for, like, sentimental reasons,
Didn't they already do that?
No,
it's still on Saturday mornings.
I watched that, like, all
but,
the
like,
time.
They have the Batman on there and like, Scooby-Doo and stuff like that. And it's kind of sad because I grew up watching that.
Yeah,
like, where they had,
too.
Like, the Pokemon and stuff on it.
So what's going to be left for kids to watch on Saturday mornings?
Well,
like,
they still
PBS,
have,
right?
They have, like, PBS and they have NBC and they have, I believe they have Nick Jr. on CBS still, right?
And they
and
have,
stuff like that.
Yeah. There's such things called cable.
Yeah,
and
that's also true.
And on Channel 10,
Cinemax, HBO,
the
Showtime, you know, all those early morning shows are really good.
And on Channel 10, they do the Disney.
Especially Cinemax like 3 o'clock.
They do like Toon Disney for the kids on Saturdays.
Yeah.
But it only lasts like till 9 o'clock or something. It starts at like 5 in the morning, lasts till 9, and then it's a bunch of adult shows. So
interesting.
You know, cartoons that last
adult
till, like,
shows on Disney. It's the shows for the more 7 to 10 crowd,
yeah. So, like, you know, for kids, you know, whenever we grew up, it was till 11 o'clock, and I stayed and watched cartoons till 11 o'clock, and then it was finally over, and now it's, like, over at 9, there's nothing on.
Yeah,
because
11 o'clock is when Kids TV went off, and I used to wake up early on Saturdays to watch
what
Kids TV.
What did you just say?
Fox Kids.
Oh, it sounded like something else.
That's what I heard, people.
I said Fox Kids.
Fox Kids is...
Used to go to 12.
Yeah, so who knows?
And it was amazing.
But anyway, another TV... A movie to TV show, Hitch.
Mom, amazing.
Hitch is supposed to become a TV show.
Is it
really?
Will Smith is not going to star. Aww. He's going to produce. So they're going to find another black guy to be Hitch. But I thought that was interesting Will Smith's company, Overbrook Entertainment, had a show called Mismatch, and it, like, miserably failed. As you can tell, because no one's heard of it.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this one turns out. But Hitch is becoming now Kiefer Sutherland, who is Jack Bauer in 24, he's going to get 48 days in jail for his DUI.
I heard about that.
But he is not going to have to do it all at one time. Basically,
what?
He's going to...
Well,
because of his filming. Because you know, you regular people, when you go to jail, you work around your work schedule, right? You go to jail after work and then go to work. Basically, what's going to happen is that when he is not shooting, he's going to be in jail for a total of 48 days. Basically, he's going to spend all of Christmas break over it and some other stuff.
Aww.
So
I hate celebrities.
I know.
Wait, if I got a DUI, I would be... They'd be like, oh, you got to work. Too bad. Get in jail.
Yeah. We'll see. What
drives me crazy.
What I find humorous about this is that... Kiefer Sutherland has 4 DUI counts.
I know.
And he's still on probation.
He's
and
a crazy dude.
I know people
like, I saw the video
and have gotten thrown in jail.
Yeah, I've
seen
that dude I saw the video on YouTube of Kiefer Sutherland getting drunk and jumping into the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
The funniest.
He jumped into a Christmas tree?
So funny.
He thought he was a squirrel. Jeez. If a man cannot think he's a squirrel in America,
he's doing this video documentary with this band, and he's trying to promote this band, so he's going everywhere, all around the country and everything. And everyone's like, you know, you're Jack Bauer. You know, Jack Bauer. And he's like, yeah. So he gets drunk on Christmas Eve or something like that, and he jumps into the tree. It's so funny.
It's pretty funny. Now, here's something. Here's movie news now. Terminator 4 has got the green light.
Wow.
Lucas was right. Vin Diesel is rumored to star in it.
Really?
Along with the guy from the Life TV show he was talking about.
Why can't
Arnold
just take time off from his
political
career?
He will. He'll be in this too.
Okay, good.
But the big news is that it's going to get 2 more sequels after that.
What?
Which means that there is going to be a Terminator 4, 5, and 6 still on the way.
That's terrifying.
Wow. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of Terminator movies coming out.
If Vin Diesel hooks up in smooth with Arnold, you know, maybe he could get a political career, too. Maybe he could be, governor of Nebraska.
You know, I keep all these sequels. I always keep worrying about it because, Pirates of the Caribbean's coming out with their fourth sequel, and I just think,
oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Johnny Depp
wants to film it in a year and then get it out there. And
he's the only one that's going to be still in it, though, right?
Yeah.
Because Keira Knightley and Orlando Bloom were just both like, no.
Well, maybe Captain Barbosa.
Yeah, how can Orlando Bloom be back in it? They've already showed that 10 years from now, he's still going to be on that boat.
Yeah.
And he can only leave the boat from a day. So Orlando Bloom can't be in it.
Yeah.
Well, he can.
Unless the movie is about Johnny Depp and how it's Keira Knightley and Johnny Depp's baby and Orlando Bloom.
That would be awesome.
What a twist of fate.
Keira Knightley said a long time ago she was only going
to
be.
Yeah, well, I don't blame her. She's too much of a whore now to be anything else.
What? A whore?
She is.
And plus, you can't gamble with the fourth one. You either do one or three.
Yeah.
Because if you do a fourth, you're again, how are you going to top the third one? Because the third one, everyone's thinking you're going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
They didn't wrap it up completely. They left it blank.
Plus, it's like you say you're going to wrap it up, and then you don't wrap it up.
Yeah.
Who's going to believe you then?
If people remember, he's going to go looking for the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, that's what I remember. So apparently, he's trying to help. He's trying to help Orlando Bloom, you know.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Will Ferrell is going to star in a remake of the TV show Land of the Lost. And apparently they're going to use the same budget of effects that they used in the TV show.
Yeah.
So it should be fairly interesting.
What is that? I've never heard of that.
Basically, it's like people, like humans living in the dinosaur age.
Oh,
did you know
funny.
There's a movie coming out?
What's that one?
With the
little baby. Are you talking to your microphone there?
All right, yeah. What's that one show or on the internet that you showed me? And it was at Will Ferrell's house.
Oh, The Landlord?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. With his co-director, or his director friend, Adam McKay's baby, who says all the naughty words.
Now, what's this thing I saw about that where you can, enter this contest to win, a part in his movie?
Yeah, that already happened. It went for, $15,000 on
That's
eBay.
Hilarious.
He was auctioning off a part. Some father bought it for his son for $15,000, so that was nice.
Wow.
Some music news. Britney Spears' album, which was originally supposed to come out on November 13th, has been pushed up to the end of October now. And
she
its
really
name is Blackout.
Wow.
Apparently, Blackout, according to the record labels, was so much in demand that they had to push it up. So, that's going to happen.
Reminding her of her past.
Sure, everybody talks at once. Okay. What happened?
I'd call it Blackout because anyone that listens to that is going to immediately go and get drunk afterwards and completely forget that they listened to the CD.
I don't know.
I'd call it Blackout because I think Brittany's been spending a little bit too much time at the senior center.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
Bingo.
You know, it could be good. I mean, Danger Hands is talented, and he's a producer on him, so maybe some of the songs.
But the only part is whenever Danger, at the end of it, he's does his little techno whatever. That's the only good part about that song. Otherwise, I shoot myself every time I hear it.
Yeah, it's Britney, but yeah, Britney, you're right. Britney Spears' voice just ruined it. Now, there hasn't been a person, okay, since Michael Jackson who has done what Justin Timberlake has done this week.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Timberlake got his sixth top 40 single this week.
Wow.
Six of them off the same album.
That's amazing.
It's amazing because his album seriously has 12 songs. Let's see how many songs this album has. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, 12 songs. So half of his album has been top 40 hits right now. Which is ridiculous because Sexy Back, and then My Love, Love Stone, What Goes Around Comes Around, Summer Love, and then Until the End of Time have all been top 40 hits. And he's still got a lot of songs that have become top 40 hits. So he could set a record that, but it's a big deal for him.
Apparently, they did a remake of...
Beyoncé did a duet with Justin Timberlake.
I do not like that version at all.
I don't like it either. Because
she trashes it.
It's basic. It's exactly the same song.
Yeah.
It's just one chorus is sung by Beyoncé.
And
Justin Timberlake's lyrics.
She does the I don't like that. She's get off. That was his song.
out of all the hip hop or R&B female vocalists, I do not like Beyoncé's voice.
I don't either.
Yeah. Well, but she's famous, so you got to get over it.
And she's pretty hot.
And Lucas thinks she's hot. I think that's really the main reason she's famous is that she's hot.
Hot. Yeah.
But she can do a lot better than Jay-Z. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, yeah, she's engaged to the CEO of hip hop, Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z.
I have
CEO
a story.
What?
All right. One night.
You met Beyoncé?
No.
I did.
One night, my dad was drunk.
Okay.
Awesome.
We went inside. It was me, Colton and Ryan, my other friend, and we started watching music videos, and then Ashanti came on, and then my dad started going off and at
talking
how,
about how hot she was. That would be creepy. Wow.
And then he started saying, like, yeah, back in the day, my mom, your mom was hot.
Oh my God. Like, oh. That is nothing, that's wow. something you never want to hear. Wow. Never want to hear that ever.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get into it.
That's so sad that he said back in the day.
Yeah.
Your mom used to be so hot, but now she looks like a hog. Okay, let's get into the Billboard top five. Now,
Seth,
yes?
I have a question for you real quick.
Oh, great.
I heard on the radio that Drew Carey is supposed to be the new host of The Price is Right. That's really
wow, that's really
news.
Old news. He's already released episodes of that, Kathleen. Okay. That's like 6 months ago news.
I don't.
Kathleen.
Poor Kathleen. She tried.
She finally got up the courage to ask a question. She was shot down.
Oh, that happened Thursday?
Really?
No, Wednesday.
Lucas has got some junk on his leg.
The price is wrong without
Lucas. Got some junk in the trunk.
Oh, I got plenty of junk in my trunk.
That's enough of that.
All right, let's move on.
Billboard top five albums.
Skunk.
Right. Now, are we all ready for a huge round of applause?
Yeah. Yes.
Hoot and holler. Okay. Are we ready for this?
Yeah.
This is the first week that Fergie is not.
Hallelujah, praise
the Lord. Wow.
Fergie is finally out of the top five.
And everything
never...
is right in the world. Oh. Thank God.
Yeah, but she's been replaced by some other good people. So
thank
I heard
Jesus.
Her new single come out. It was the disco or something like that. I forget what it was called. It was really crappy.
Disco.
What?
You okay? Remember when you and me were sampling those songs? Of her from her album.
Oh, yes.
One of those crappy songs.
Okay. Yeah.
It was horrible. I turned off the radio as soon as I heard like the first five
seconds.
Well,
that means that if she's already released another single, that means it won't be long before she's back in the top five again.
Blech.
Although, you know, the top five this week, as soon as my internet loads, because it's going really slow because everything hates me right now.
Aw, that's sad.
As long as we're still broadcasting, I guess
we're
okay.
I don't hate you, Seth. I love you.
Yes, we are indeed still broadcasting.
Seriously,
hello,
taking forever.
People, we love you.
Oh, I know. Because I researched it for my show.
Do you remember who the top five in the Billboard albums are?
Yeah, it's
or
like,
the
it
singles?
Goes, Apologize, or no.
No, that's the singles.
The Way I Are. Oh,
that's
albums?
That's the singles. Yeah.
No.
That's the singles. You're going through the singles. Yeah. I'm trying, okay, I'll try to remember them. Okay. I believe this is right. Number five this week is Jay Holiday.
Oh, yeah.
What?
This song here.
Oh, I kind of
for what album?
I kind of like this song.
I hate this song so bad.
Yeah, I do too.
It's he's like the poor man's T-Pain. Like he's trying to do what T-Pain did, but he's not as good.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I don't know. I kind of like it for a slow song. I really do.
Yeah,
on a side note.
Yes.
I watched Hip Hop Honors on VH1.
Okay.
Just for a little bit, they honored Missy Elliott and all these other people I didn't know. Oh, and Snoop Dogg, by the way, too. But anyway, they were doing this one guy I didn't know of. Probably knew his songs, but anyway. T-Pain was singing one of his songs. He's horrible live. His voice is horrible.
Well, that's because he doesn't have that electronic vocoder that he uses. Yeah.
And it was just so funny to realize how crappy his voice is without that effect.
That's why it's there on every song.
But he's on, I swear, okay, yesterday.
He is on so many songs.
Yesterday, I swear to God, they did a back-to-back guest T-Pain vocal songs. It was Chris Brown. It was like Chris Brown
because
and T-Pain.
Because he doesn't suck. T-Pain is really good if he has that vocoder.
Yeah.
Well, if you slow his music down, you can totally tell.
Yeah. Or like if you put the Chipmunks on it. Yeah. You can really tell. Now, number four this week, I got the webpage boot up, so this is right. Number four this week is Soulja Boy Tellem's debut CD, SouljaBoyTellem.com.
iTunes, and we were listening to some of the other songs.
They're so terrible.
They're
so bad.
The worst rap songs I think I have heard in my entire life.
I personally think that this song is just terrible. Okay.
But it's like a gold star.
This song is like an A plus compared to all the other songs on this album. Number three this week.
Wait, I have a story about Soulja Boy. When I was in school, we had a pep rally.
Yeah.
And all of my. All of the coaches and the class principals did the Soulja Boy dance.
Wow. Oh, I taught my dad how to do that.
Nice.
Was he
while
drunk?
He was drunk.
And dancing to Ashanti. Nice. Okay. Number three, Matchbox 20, Exile on Mainstream.
Ooh. The world is burning to the ground.
I like Matchbox.
Matchbox 20.
Oh, is that one is the old singer back?
It must
not
be popular here in Wichita.
Yeah, and I've heard Matchbox 20 a lot. They just haven't been around since the 90s. Yeah. It's like the new trend that 90s bands now should release CDs because they're all burning up their millions that they had, and now they got to go out and make more money.
Yeah. That's funny.
Number two, down. Oh, those all three of those were debuts. Brand new CDs on the charts. Nice. Debuted 3, 4, and 5. I bet it makes Jay Holiday mad that Soulja Boy debuted above him.
I bet.
But anyway, number two this week, down from number one last week, Rascal Flatts. Still feels good. Lucas has friends at school that we're so excited to go out and buy a CD.
I just gotta say, like on Facebook, you can look at the top genres for your city that you live in. And ours goes, it's like rap,
country hinder.
Rock. No, it goes rap, country, rock, hinder. Yeah, and I was like, "What? Why does it get people its own genre?
How does the crappy band Hinder get because its people, own genre?
Because people in the Midwest, okay, which is the biggest money sellers, okay, right, your money buyers of music is in the Midwest, okay, right, they love that voice, that Nickelback and Hinder and Lifehouse, okay, and 12 Stones and who's those other bands? Finger 11 and
Bang Bang.
Who else?
It's 311, not Finger 11.
No, it's Finger
11. No, yeah, it's Finger 11.
It's Finger
11. There is a band named Finger 11.
They're the one that's singing that Paralyzer song.
Yeah, okay. That's a good song.
Whatever it goes.
They're Paralyzer.
Thank you.
I bought Nickelback's CD, the one that they keep bringing out singles with. I have that album. And I liked most of the songs.
It was so weird the other day because I heard a song from Silver Side Up on the radio.
Really?
But I was like, whoa, that's weird.
I never heard. But yeah, they play the guts out of the crappy songs from the album. It's just like, dear God.
They play the ones that will sell. And then number one, Bruce Springsteen. Speaking of people from the 90s who want to make more money, he's released his new CD called Magic. So
this song is not magic.
So, you know, Bruce Springsteen, Bruce.
I have a hernia.
What?
Okay, Billboard Top 5 singles. Timbaland dominates.
Yeah.
Top 5.
Yep.
Okay. Number 5, Timbaland featuring Carrie Hilson. The Way I Are. Number 5 dropped down from number 3. It's been on the charts 19 weeks now.
That's right.
The charts for 10 weeks. 5 weeks of those, it wasn't even released as an official single. It just made it onto the charts because people wanted it so badly. Timbaland featuring One Republic, Apologize.
That's my favorite.
Number 4. Finally made it to the top 5. That one pushed Fergie off, by the way. So thank Timbaland for that.
Yes.
Now, Timbaland's protege, Danger, produced this song. Britney Spears, number 3, which is Give Me More. Everybody heard this song. Timbaland's drum beat is behind this song, Stronger by Kanye West.
I'm tired of that song.
And then some guy that rolled out of bed and pressed a couple buttons on a synthesizer played this song, which is number one still on this Soulja Boy. Tell him, crank that Soulja Boy.
I hate that song.
I want to punch Soulja Boy in the face. I swear to God I do. I want Soulja Boy to come over so I can beat him. He's 16. He makes the crappiest music, and he makes billions of dollars, and he's going
to
roll around in his play school Power Wheels car all day, driving around and be like, I'm the coolest because I beat out Timbaland and Britney Spears and Kanye West on the front of the bar, and I'm going to shoot him in the face. I hope he dies.
AJ tried to explain to us what was so appealing to everyone about Soulja Boy, and basically all I could get from him was that it's just a cultural thing.
Oh, what, a culture of retards like Soulja Boy? Is that what happens? Okay, here's my imitation of Soulja Boy.
It's basically like some young kid who's nothing can make something out of himself.
Oh.
Well, on top of that, there's some songs like, okay, you guys heard Walk It Out and Two Step and stuff like that. Because you know that just that beat in those dance?
Yes.
And always.
This song! This song has no beat. Listen.
Yeah, I know.
Doom, doom, doom.
But okay, like popular songs, but all those songs also have a dance with them. And so when people can learn, the dances to these songs, they like it even more.
Here's a funny inside radio thing. There's a song on Soulja Boy Tell 'Em CD that just came out called Soulja Girl, which is basically a girl remix of Soulja Boy.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
And they played on the radio for a week. It was like number 10,000 or something on the chart. Like, it was out of Nielsen SoundScan's way of getting it. It was so bad. So he better enjoy his one-hit wonder. Here, someone lay down a beat for me so I can do my impression of Soulja Boy. Lucas.
That's a great beat, Lucas.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
So there's Soulja Boy. We all love Soulja Boy. I hope he dies. Okay. Movies. Movies coming out this week. That's enough, Lucas. Okay. Movies coming out this week. We Own the Night.
Oh, I want to go see that really bad.
Stop, Lucas.
Joaquin Phoenix is so hot.
Elizabeth, the Golden Age, Michael Clayton.
I want to go see that, Elizabeth.
I want
to
see that, too.
And let's play the trailers for those. The first one is the one with Joaquin and Marky Mark and Eva Mendez, Michael Mendez's sister.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a hot sister.
And it's We Own the Night. Here it is.
You had to hit that spot. Of all the places, you got to come to my place.
That's where the drug dealer's been seen.
Nice friend you got there.
No, Poppy's not my friend.
What are we supposed to do? Compromise the whole thing?
What, you want me to come into your place?
Hey,
sooner or later, you're either going to be with us or you're going to be with the dealers. This is like a war out there.
That looks very interesting.
It does.
I want to go see it.
It looks really good.
I love gangster movies.
Yeah.
Me too.
They rock it up.
Now, Michael Clayton is another one of those thrillers, kind of in the same vein as We Own the Night, and it's got George Clooney in it. Here's Michael Clayton.
This is a $3 billion class action lawsuit. The architect of our defense has been arrested for running naked through a parking lot.
He's building a case against you, North.
Nobody's going to let him do that.
Let him? Who the hell's going to stop him?
I'm not the enemy.
Then who are you?
You got all these cops thinking you're a lawyer. Then you got all these lawyers thinking you're some kind of cop. You got everybody fooled, don't you? You know exactly what you want.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. That looks kind of interesting.
Kind of.
I don't really understand what it's about.
Me either.
But
yeah.
I'm just like, I'm intrigued by the person running naked through the parking lot.
Yeah. But it's got George Clooney in it, so
it's
it might be good.
It's kind of self-explanatory.
Now, this one is called Elizabeth, the Golden Age.
Yes.
Stars Clay Blanchett, Clive Owen, and Jeffrey Rush. Here it is.
This Spanish armada is at sea with an army of 10,000 men.
Spanish are barely a day away, Majesty.
Walter Raleigh, Majesty.
This man is a pirate.
Spain is no friend of England. The more gold I take, Majesty, the safer you will be.
He interests me. Talk to him.
I care for your safety. Threats to your person are real.
Spain intends to place Mary Stuart on our country's throne. I am to be assassinated.
Our mission is to kill a queen.
That's right. Kill her dead because she looks like a dog.
She does it.
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
You're right. She's beautiful if you're really into Dobermans.
Ouch.
Dressed like an over-excessive princess.
So does that mean that I'm a dog?
What?
Wow.
Wendy, what did you have to do with any of this?
Yeah. I don't know.
That was really strange. Now, there's a lot of movies coming out next week, too. One really crappy movie that all the ladies will go to because they think vampires are real and are awesome and they'll pay $1 million to see anything with vampires in it is called 30 Days of Night. A pack of vampires descend upon Barro, Alaska, just as the sun is about to set for 30 days. Two cops, a husband, and a wife. That's really worded weird. Two cops, a husband, and a wife. Rise up to protect their town and its citizens.
Someone was getting a little loose.
No, you
with
just
the
didn't
liquor.
Read it right.
Yes, yeah. I did.
Two
did
cops, say, a husband and wife team. You read it like that.
That sounds dumb.
Well,
actually,
it should be written like this. A pack of vampires descend upon Barro, Alaska, just as the sun is about to set for 30 days. Two cops and a husband and wife team up.
Yeah.
No, but
to protect their town and
the
citizens.
The two cops are the husband and wife team.
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go. I'm clicking your brain now.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Thank you, Lucas, for clucking. All right. Now, another new movie coming out is Rendition. It's got Reese Witherspoon, Alan Arkin, and Jake Gyllenhaal in it. A CIA analyst questions his assignment after witnesses an unorthodox interrogation at a secret detention facility outside the U.S.
I want to see this.
It looks pretty good.
That looks pretty good. Mm.
I really don't like Reese Witherspoon, though. But I can love it. Lucas, quit clucking.
Yes, sir.
I like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes, sir. This other one is another Joaquin Phoenix movie.
Ooh.
It's coming out. It's called Reservation Road. As Ethan Lerner falls apart after witnessing his son's death, another man, Dwight Amo, struggles to accept his accountability in the hill-and-run accident that claimed Josh Lerner's life. There's a lot of movies coming out the week about people who have people die and another guy raising them up. Like this movie starring Halle Berry. A recent widow invites her husband's troubled best friend to live with her and her two children. As he gradually turns his life around, he helps the family cope and confront their woes.
And rapes them all.
So.
Yeah, the guy that plays the friend, the husband's
surprise
friend.
Surprise ending.
Whatever his name is.
Del Toro guy.
Yeah, he kind of creeps me out.
Yeah, he's very creepy.
Yeah,
he's very creepy. Casey Affleck.
I slept with him.
Is Ben Affleck's brother. Ben Affleck is directing his first movie called Gone Baby Gone.
I want to see
it. It also
this.
Stores Morgan Freeman in it, and it says a pair of detectives track down a missing 4-year-old girl in one of Boston's toughest neighborhoods.
I kind of want to see
that.
When does
that the longest movie
isn't that
name
called
ever?
CSI?
Jesse James or whatever.
Oh, the assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford.
Yeah. When does that come out?
It already came out.
Oh, it just hasn't come out here because Wichita sucks.
Wichita.
Yep.
Just like Across the Universe hasn't come out here, and that came out like the 9th.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, hey, I was wondering if that
movie
was
couldn't Ben Affleck just like replace like one character and from CSI.
I don't know. Like, I've never watched CSI. It's a lot like CSI.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems like it.
Now, I know everybody here loves football movies.
Of course.
Oh.
So this movie called The Comebacks.
Oh, I kind
of
want
to
see
a college football coach wins the worst record in history of the sport, vows to turn things around with his new team of raging recruits.
Raging Panda Productions.
Have any of you guys seen the trailer for this?
No.
Yeah, okay. It looks good.
The guy that plays Champ from Anchorman is the one who plays the coach in this.
All I need.
Because it's supposed to just make fun of every football movie out there. It's going to make fun of Radio, Invincible, Titans.
So if it makes
it's
fun, if it's a mocking
it's
movie,
complete
see
mockery.
See, that's awesome.
All right.
Okay, now I forgot to do this ahead of time because I'm dumb. So I'm going to do this really quick while I fill time here.
That's
I'm going to get the Chipmunks going. I got 3 Chipmunk songs. One of them is pretty famous. One of them I don't know why I haven't done before. Actually, 2 of them I don't know why I haven't done before. Doesn't really make any sense to me, but here they are anyway.
All right.
Now, I'm going to do Jay Holiday this week.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Uh-huh. And then I'm going to do Kobe Calais' Bubbly.
That'll be funny.
And then Abe Bay.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
I don't know.
That's great.
So here's Kobe Calais' Bubbly. We've all heard this on the new adult contemporary radio. Everybody loves it. Now here it is sung by Chipmunks.
Starts in my toes and I can't hear it
all.
That must mean that Kathleen must have kicked something down there because it's up almost all the
my
way over here.
My feet are right here.
Did you turn down the speakers over there?
Where are the speakers at? Your feet are right over the speakers.
Yes, they are.
You just got to turn the speakers up. Just turn them up.
One on the other.
No, just that one over there is the one you got to turn up. It should be up almost all the way.
It is.
Great mic check.
Okay. All right. Now, do you want to hear them again?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Kobe Calais' Bubbly.
Starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile.
It's pretty funny. Let me see it.
I got it.
My foot. Why? Who knocked
my
it out?
Foot.
It's like one of those.
Here, I'll try.
There you go.
Woohoo!
I am Jesus.
Yeah. Someone kicked it out. Okay, now here's Kobe Calais' Bubbly for the third time for people listening live. Here you go. This is the original. Everybody's heard it. Everybody loves it.
Oh, I thought this was one.
No. Now here's the Chipmunks. This one has a perfect Chipmunk voice.
That could actually pass as a little girl.
I know. It's like Miley Cyrus sings Bubbly.
Yes.
Now, Jay Holiday, okay? Now this guy's gonna have a really high black man voice.
Oh my goodness.
Nice. That's hilarious.
Isn't that great?
Yep.
Let's let it ride to the middle of the chorus here. Here it is.
That is beautiful.
Great.
That is awesome.
That's hilarious.
All love the Chipmunks. Okay, now the next one. Lucas, quick clucking. I'm going to turn your microphone off for the rest of the show.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Now, let me see. I got to get the song here because, like I said, I forgot to do this before.
Hey, babe.
Here it is.
Hey, babe.
Everybody loves Hey, babe.
Hey, you want to know what we say in the club?
Hey, babe.
even though this song has the most annoying bass line ever because it's just a solid bass.
I know.
But it makes it less annoying when you hear it like this.
Wow. Oh, it's so funny. What's funny is that you can actually hear how the bass line, the concept bass line, kind of distorts his voice even more.
It's a bad bass line. It's like the easiest bass line in the world because it's just a solid bass note.
Yeah.
Which I know I'm sure is cool for the people in their Cadillacs that have huge subs, but for normal people with their Hondas, it's not as cool.
Nope.
All right, well, let's take a break, and we're going to come back. Sarah has a game for us. And I'm also going to read the ton of reader letters we got last week for last week's huge show.
Exactly. Don't I also have to announce?
Oh, yeah, and Whitney's also going to announce the winner of her rap contest.
Yay.
So let's take a break, and we shall be back with all the stuff I just said.
I'm not gonna tell you.
So here we go. All right, hello everybody. Welcome back to the show. 201-793-SHOW is our phone number. You can call us anytime after 2 o'clock Central Time on Saturdays. We do the show live every time then. If you want to watch us do the show live via streaming videos, you can at www.duo.com, DEWOH.com/the show/live. And our email address is theshow@duo.com. Sarah has a game ready for us, but we're going to do that after we do the reader letters. So that's why you can't see her on the video.
I have a question.
On the video.
How did you come up with Duo?
I don't know. I thought of it on the way to work one time.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, now, reader letters. We got a crap ton of reader letters last week because we had a huge show. Now, I usually don't read this many. I got a lot more than what I read always, but I'm going to read a lot more because we had so many subjects and topics that I picked out a few more. So, reader letters this week. This first one is from Melissa in Georgia.
Georgia.
She said, great show last week, guys and girls. Lucas, you need to work on that quick thinking when talking to scary Germans. Then she said, haha, I hope you do that bit again. And we did. And the Italians are jerks.
Except it went,
jerks off. Stupid Italians. Penny writes, last week's episode of The Gangster Inning was the funniest thing I've ever heard. I hated the first episode, but loved the second. Keep it up.
She hated the first episode. Appalled.
She likes it now, though, Lucas. That's better now than
you
never.
Want her back.
Now, Matt writes in, Lucas, you are awesome with your German calls and The Gangster Inning. Great job. I sure hope you always stay this funny.
Wow.
I wonder about him.
So
I wonder about myself.
Now this is for you, Colby. Jason from Tucson.
Oh, great.
Colby was awesome last week. You need to bring him back. Also, what was his website? The jerk wouldn't spell it. So you can take that.
XIOM.
That's not how you spell it, Lucas.
XION works.page.tl.
There you go.
There's his website. Not an
and he's got a show there. Pretty soon we're probably going to have his show on Duo. So, you know, for the next couple weeks you'll get it there. But otherwise, pretty soon you'll get it on Duo. But anyway... Adam in Toronto, Canada says, I miss Seth and Brian. Man. Not that this show isn't good, it's just not Seth and Brian. Thanks for the tribute. It brought back some good memories. The next letters are all about Seth and Brian and not being a... Or I guess one of them isn't, but most of them are about Seth and Brian. Steven also writes, would Seth and Brian still be going right now if Brad wouldn't... Let me start over. Steven writes, would Seth and Brian still be going if Brian wouldn't have left? I know it might be a little personal, but I want to point the blame somewhere because I love the show and I like the tribute, West in Peace, Seth and Brian, and pretty much, yes, it would still be going if Brian wouldn't have left.
It would.
That's just, I mean, it's not really anything personal. It's just the truth, and I'm pretty sure I said that in the last episode. Andrea writes in, I love how the show has so many old players from Seth and Brian, Whitney, Matt, Lucas, Sarah. The only person missing is Brian. You don't hate him, do you? I heard him on the show a couple times. He really didn't talk much. How sad I miss Seth and Brian. And we try to get him on the show, but he doesn't talk very much. So,
no.
That's why we really don't invite him that
often. He's reclusive. Yeah.
But no, we do not hate Brian. We still hang out with him sometimes off show.
Brian is a great musician.
He doesn't like to sleep, and he doesn't like to prepare, and he's also sick, so he doesn't often get on the air very well.
Is he still sick?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he doesn't ever sleep or... take care of himself. And then Emily from New York writes in, thank you for not mentioning Britney Spears in your entertainment news. Thank you, God.
Lots of exclamation points.
We mentioned her this week, though, but only because it's music and you got to mention herself.
Other than that.
We didn't mention how, though, she got her kids back and all that crap.
She actually got them back?
Well, she can visit them now longer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah,
what about her dogs? Did they take her dogs away from her?
Yeah, the PETA wanted to take her dogs.
That's so funny. Aww.
Yeah, we're going against what this lady wanted, though. We can't talk about Britney Spears.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
No more Britney.
Leave Britney alone right now.
Leave Britney alone.
She's a human being.
No. She's a human being too.
Okay, Sarah.
All right, we're ready for the game?
We certainly are.
This is how it's going to go. I've got four questions for each of you, all right? I'm going to read a quote. You are going to have the opportunity to tell me what movie this quote is from. Now, if you don't get it, I'm going to pass it to the next person in line. Whoever has the most points in the end wins the game and gets a kiss from me.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
What if Lucas wins? You're going to give him a kiss?
You can kiss him.
Sweet.
All right. Would you do me a favor before you get started, though, and make sure the video is still going?
It is still going. I just checked.
Okay.
Mom's still paranoid.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'll double check for you again. Yes, we're still recording. We're good.
All right.
Ready to get started?
Yep. We're ready.
All right.
Who are we going to start with?
We are going to start with Whitney.
Oh,
and we'll go around the room.
Okay, in the middle of the room and go around.
Yes, it will. That makes sense to me. She's
that makes me in the middle.
Okay.
That
makes sense to
you
me.
You know what I mean.
Mind. Okay. All right, Whitney. Number one. This is a quote. Now, none of you ladies can look at this, so avert your eyes. Look towards Seth. Kathleen, turn around. I don't trust you. Turn around. All right. That's better. Okay, Whitney.
You don't need to see her when she talks. You can hear her.
Next one.
Make
him an offer he can't refuse.
Oh, shoot. I know what this is from. Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot.
What was the quote again? I could barely hear
you. I'll make him an offer he can't refuse.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I know this, and I cannot even think of what the movie is. I'm going to kill myself. All right.
We're going to have to do a time limit.
10 seconds?
Yep, 10 seconds.
All right. Starting now.
I can't. I don't even remember what it's from.
Take a guess. Just guess.
Anchorman. I swear. I know this movie.
It goes to you next. Can you tell me what the quote is from? Would you like me to repeat it?
Sure.
I'll make him an offer he can't refuse.
10 seconds start.
Yay! You gotta call me the Godfather. That is true.
Dude, what now? Would you just guess the movie?
I was gonna say Dick Tracy.
Yeah, we're just doing the movie this time. Next time, I'm gonna do guess who said the quote from the movie. I'll tell you the movie and the quote, and you'll have to guess who said it.
Okay.
But that'll be our next game. This time, we're just gonna do movies because it makes it easier for me. You would have got it if I would have read it in an Italian accent, but I couldn't give away that much. Sure. All right, Lucas, next for you.
Here, Sarah, read an Italian accent.
I'll make him an offer he can't refuse.
That was terrible.
I know. I try. I'm a woman. Wait. What can I do?
Oh, you want to try it, Lucas? Yeah. Here, start the Godfather music.
I'll make him an offer he can't refuse.
That was also terrible.
Yeah,
that's a little better than mine. All right, Lucas, this is for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Look, let me go back in there and face the peril.
What? No!
I know all of these. Look, come on.
Let me go back in there and face the peril. 10 seconds.
Give me a hint.
I can't give you a hint.
I would like to call my friend Seth Demon.
So does that mean you're passing the
5 seconds.
You're going to kill yourself.
Passion of Christ.
All right, Seth, I'll repeat it for you. Look, let me go back
in there. It's Monty Python, the Holy Grail.
Good job.
No, you cannot go. It's too perilous. That's what he's trying to get raped by the nuns.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Aren't you ashamed of yourself now?
Sarah, you can't. You have to read it in the accent.
No, that would make it bad.
All right, Kathleen, this is for you.
Okay.
I don't get a question again?
Oh. Yeah, you get
skipped. Shouldn't it be like if you get a question wrong, you get skipped, but if you get one right, you still get your question?
Yeah, I guess that's right.
I'm just wondering. I mean, if you don't
know, you should. You're right. Okay. I've just been messing it up.
No, because everybody else got it wrong. No, right, Colby. Yeah, Colby should get one.
All right.
So give Colby a question, then give me one.
All right, Colby, I'll give you this next one, and then I'll give you one, Seth. All right, Houston, we have a problem.
Oh, Apollo 13.
Yay, Colby's good at this. Woohoo.
Wow, that was like the most obvious one ever.
Yeah, and so was the one from Monty Python.
Shut up.
All right, Seth, it here's been your next one. I did this one, I'm just going to say, in honor of AJ.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Oh, I got a turtle head hanging out.
That is not from a movie.
Yes, it is. I found out what it was from, and I was amazed. AJ spent a lot of time last time we hung out.
Is this from a movie I've ever seen?
Yes, you've seen this movie.
I know what it is. I'm not sure.
I have no idea. Dumb and Dumber.
No.
I have no idea.
It's a good guess. All right, Kathleen?
I have not a clue what that movie is from.
Whitney?
I know I've heard it from someone. I can't even think of what it is.
You got 10 seconds.
Colt.
Go ahead and give it to Colby.
Colby?
Larry the Cable Guy?
Nope.
Aw.
Oh, that was just fun.
Dude, I lost my car.
No.
Okay, all no right. one gets it. That one's too hard.
Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged.
Oh, see, I've never seen that one.
Have you
one.
Really?
Nope.
I thought it was hilarious because I thought AJ just made it up, but apparently he got it from the movie.
Nope.
Actually, knowing AJ, yeah,
so,
just so made it
does
up.
A, does, so do I not get it because everybody got it wrong? Does it still come back to me?
Yeah.
Since technically I'm next?
Yes. All right.
Yes.
You ain't cool unless you pee in your pants.
That is from Billy Madison.
Good job.
You ain't cool unless you pee your pants. Well, peeing your pants makes you cool than tall, mean Miles Davis. That is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
All right.
No, I will not make out with you. We are in the middle of class. The teacher's talking about God knows what.
All right, Kathleen, now it's to you. Okay. Every man dies, not every man really lives.
Wow.
Ooh. That one's a good one.
Huh. From
I had to throw in a few serious movies. Most of them are funny though.
And I know what it's from too.
I know.
Jesus R Us.
Jesus R Us, exactly.
Jesus R Us.
All right. Has it been 10 seconds?
Yeah.
All right, Whitney.
No. I have no clue.
Colby.
Nope.
Lucas.
Wait.
You should know this one.
Wait. Say it again.
Every man dies. Not every man really lives.
Braveheart.
Good job. We finally got one.
I was really hoping that I wasn't going to get it again.
All right.
I've only seen that crappy movie like once.
Dad!
I'm sorry.
All right, Whitney.
Sorry, it was a great
your
movie.
Turn.
Scottish privilege.
Amen.
I was being queer with my dog.
I have no clue what that's from.
What?
That it's from. A movie I want to see, though.
You've seen it. I think most of the people in this room have probably seen this movie. I tried to do movies we've all seen.
Okay.
Yik Shmash.
Do you know it, Colby?
Yik Shmash?
No, not Yik Shmash.
Wait, say it again.
Seth should really know this
say
one.
Say it again.
Out of everybody.
Say it again.
I was being queer with my dog.
I'm being queer.
The movie's already been mentioned before.
In this show?
Yes. You've already guessed it as for another quote.
Oh.
Was it right?
Dumb and Dumber?
Yes.
Oh. When did they say that in Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah. I don't know, but I found it. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, it must be towards the beginning when he has the dog business going on.
I got the one. We successfully cross-breeded the bulldog and the shih tzu.
Lucas, you cannot say that.
Bulldog and shih tzu.
You can say that, not the punchline.
Okay.
Bullcrap.
All right, Colby, your turn.
It is really funny, though, on TV when they edit that. That's what they say. They say, we called it a bullcrap. Like, wow, that makes a lot of sense.
All right, Colby, your quote. I swear if they move my desk, I'll burn this damn place down.
Office Space?
Yay!
Good, man.
Did we look at me again? I swear
all right.
I'll burn this damn place down.
Lucas, I wanted to do the salt one, but that one was too easy.
Listen to the radio at the reasonable volume. All right, thanks, Mel.
Yeah, I love that.
I don't know.
Hilarious.
I've seen this movie. I'm pretty sure some of you have, too. But I'm going to do this one anyways. All right, Lucas. Congratulations, Reg. It's a squid.
Life Aquatic?
No.
I don't
Life
know.
Aquatic.
I don't know.
Does anybody in this room know that one?
No.
I haven't seen this movie in a long time, but I love this quote. It's from Men in Black.
Oh.
Oh, I have not
oh,
seen
yeah.
the movie in so long.
I remember
I
it
know.
Now. I would never have guessed that, though.
All right.
Men in Black was funny.
I always think of Men in Black, too, and he goes, no, you got to hit the chin. He's a Balchinian.
All right, I'll give this one to Seth, even though he's going to get it right away, I'm sure.
Oh, great.
Wait, give it to me
That
first.
Means I probably won't.
No, you just already had your turn. You missed it. I'm sorry. All right. The swallow may fly south of the sun, or the house martin, or the plover seek warmer climates in winter, yet these are all not strangers to our land.
Wow.
Do you want me to try again?
That's Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yes, it is.
It's hard to understand without that accent, because he reads it like this.
I know.
Are these not the strangers to our land?
All right, Kathleen. The king's stinking son fired me, and thank you so much for bringing up such a painful subject. While you're at it, why don't you go give me a nice paper cut and pour lemon juice on it?
Princess Bat.
Good job.
Yeah, that one's good.
Of course.
That's when Kathleen would have got it right away.
Ow. I know. I tried to do something that everybody would know. All right, next one for Whitney. I don't know if everyone has seen this one. This is an adult movie. Not really. An adult Aww. Movie. That sounded bad.
Lord of the
G-Strings. Adult movie. Yes. All right. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go home and have a heart attack.
I have no
idea. Oh, I know this one. Frank.
I have no idea.
I've never
Colby.
Frank.
No. Wait. Assume. What?
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go home and have a heart attack.
Man, I know this
click?
One.
Click? No.
I don't know.
Do you know,
oh,
Seth?
Oh, man, I do know, but I don't remember.
Do you know, Kathleen?
I know, but I don't.
I do know.
All right, I'll give a collective group. Clue? You can confer amongst yourselves.
I have no idea.
Did you just break
no.
something?
Retard.
Does anybody Retard. Know?
Nope.
Pulp Fiction.
I've never seen
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
All right.
This is a tasty burger.
It's Kathleen's turn. No, wait.
It's Colby's.
Yeah,
Colby's
it's my
turn. Yes, okay. Mm. I get confused. My blanket. My blue blanket. Give me my blue blanket.
Whose turn is it?
Oh, it's
Colby's.
It's mine. I have no idea.
Lucas?
Peanuts Christmas.
Yes.
What?
Precisely.
I oh. thought it
no.
was.
No. Seth. What is your guess?
Peanuts Christmas.
Come on, Seth.
The Peanuts
Snoopy.
Christmas.
Snoopy.
My blue
Snoopy.
Blanket.
Man.
Oh. In a really, really whiny voice.
Yeah, I remember. I don't know. I don't know.
Do you know, Kathleen?
Peanuts Thanksgiving.
No. Do you know, Kathleen?
Peanuts and the Pumpkin.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
No. Whitney?
I have no idea.
Man, I should know this one.
The producer.
Oh, I knew that. Oh, he's beating Lucas in the face.
That's
all right,
yeah,
Lucas, it's your turn.
Back,
ma'am.
Yes,
all
right. Beating. You know, if I wasn't in uniform, I'd split your skull with the butt of this revolver faster than you could say police brutality.
Oh, what's that from? Oh God, what's
that
from?
That's a great quote.
I know, isn't it awesome? I tried to get some really funny
wait,
ones.
Wait, Hot Fuzz?
No.
Nah.
Oh,
I can
what
repeat
is that?
It again if you need me to.
Yeah.
Would you like me to repeat it again, Seth?
Yeah.
I don't know it anyway.
Do you know it, Kathleen?
Is it Super Troopers?
No, not
wait,
Super Troopers.
Wait,
it's a good guess though.
What?
I'll repeat it again for everyone. You know, if I wasn't in uniform, I'd split your skull with the butt of this revolver faster than you could say police brutality.
Reno 911 movie?
Look, this isn't your turn.
I know this quote, and I cannot think of what movie
think
it's
about
from.
Christmas, and I'm sure you'll all get it.
Oh.
It's a Christmas movie. I had to watch it with my dad.
Jingle All the Way.
No. Jingle All the Way.
Santa Claus.
Miracle
Wait.
On 34th Street.
No.
Miracle on 53rd
Bad
Street.
Bad Santa.
All right.
I don't
y'all
know.
Lose.
Y'all.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Oh, that I was gonna
I know,
I was going
to
say
I had
that.
I had to throw in some 90s
I've
movies for you guys.
I
you know, Lampoon's Vacation is not a Christmas movie.
Oh, isn't it?
No, Christmas Vacation is the Christmas movie.
I get confused. It's the same people, though, isn't it?
I've never
yes,
seen
it is.
I've never
Christmas.
Seen that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay, think of a Christmas Sarah. Movie. Here's the name of it.
Shut up.
Sahara.
What was that?
That would be the CD.
All right. Whose turn was it last time?
All right.
It was Lucas's. Yes, it was Lucas's. All right, Seth.
Yes.
You get all the easy ones just by luck.
Yeah, right.
I feel kind of bad, you know? For the last 2 years, I thought you were a serial killer.
40-year-old virgin.
Good job.
Oh,
poor
yeah.
Seth.
Dang
he's,
it.
He's getting the good ones by default.
That one was hard. That one made me think.
All right, Kathleen, mm-hmm. you should get this one.
Okay.
Follow the spiders. Follow the spiders. Why couldn't it be follow the butterflies?
Oh, I know this.
Oh my gosh, it's so freaking easy. I'm going to slap you if you don't get this.
Come on, Kathleen. You will lose your card.
I instantly got...
No. Oh, Lord
oh
of the Rings.
My God.
Lord of the Rings.
Whitney, you know
Whitney?
It?
I know.
Whitney hasn't
know
seen
it.
This.
I got it.
I've heard of it before, and I just can't think of what it's from.
Colby, do you know?
What's the quote again?
Follow the spiders. Follow the spiders. Why couldn't it be follow the butterflies?
Harry Potter.
Not your
Shut
turn,
up, you
Kathleen.
Harlan.
It doesn't matter.
Harlan.
Lucas,
turn,
Lucas, is that
turn.
What you were going to say?
Yes.
Yeah, Lucas.
I was going to say Ron when he was talking to...
Which movie? Ron.
Which one?
It's from Azkaban.
No,
Chamber
no.
of Secrets.
Seth
Chamber
gets that point.
Dang it.
Wait, Harry Potter.
And the
and
Chamber,
Chamber
of Secrets.
Secrets. You had to guess
Chamber
which one.
Can you bleep me?
No, why would I believe you?
Because I want to cuss.
You can't cuss.
All right.
You lose your card.
That
hey,
was
hey,
Kathleen's
hold the mic
turn.
Away.
Now it's Whitney's
turn.
Turn
now.
All right, turn your hearing aids up. I've got good news. We're extending arts and crafts by 4 hours today.
It's Adam Sandler movie in a can.
Yes,
the,
it is.
Oh, I know what it is.
It's Happy Gilmore.
Yay,
Happy Gilmore.
Whitney gets one.
Thank God. That's when Ben Stiller's in there yelling at everybody.
I like it because... Could you give me a glass of milk? It helps me go to sleep. I can get you a glass of shut the H up. You're no, in my love, world now, Grandma.
I love
Grandma.
The rest of that quote because some old lady's like, but my fingers hurt. And he's like, you just signed yourself up for landscaping. Well, your else's fingers hurt.
Your fingers hurt? Well, now your back's going to hurt. Because you just put landscaping duty.
All right.
That show is awesome.
Poor Colby. He gets the hard one sometimes. All right. Wow. All right, look, I know you're new to this whole human experience and all, but there's one universal truth, and that is you never give a woman your credit card.
Oh, that's so easy.
Oh, the island.
Yay, Colby got it. Good job.
Good movie.
Colby and Seth are rocking it up right now.
Yes, we are, because y'all, we're the kings.
There's only a few left.
Wait, how many do I have?
Don't give the score yet. I want to be a surprise.
All right, Lucas, this is your turn.
Yes, ma'am.
It's just one word. Potatoes.
Oh, come on! Come on! Come on!
Oh, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Which movie?
It's Two Towers.
No!
Wait.
Give him the point anyway.
What?
It's Return of the King. Give him the point anyway. That's good enough.
Potatoes.
They all run together.
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Boil the mash and stick it in the stew.
I always get that part confused with the part where Gollum is running.
They all run together.
I know. All right, Seth. Again, you always get the easy ones.
Gosh dang it.
I get the hard
this
ones, too.
This is really short, too.
Okay.
Dodge this.
Oh.
Dodgeball. No, I'm joking. The Matrix.
Yes. Good job.
Wow. All right.
Why didn't they say that in Dodgeball, though? That'd be a good time.
Kathleen, it's your turn.
Okay.
This one's kind of long. I'm Rex, founder of the Rex Kwando Self-Defense.
Yes!
After 1 week with me and my dojo, you'll be prepared to defend yourself with the strength of a grizzly, the reflexes of a puma, and the wisdom of a man.
I know this.
Dodgeball?
No. Whitney?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Good job.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Rex Kwando.
Wisdom of a man.
The reflex.
Does that make me less of a man because I go home to Sterl at night?
All right. No.
He's got those huge pants.
This is the last
one. Do you think anybody with red hats kicked to the face with these bad boys on?
This is the last one, everybody. All right.
Is this for me?
This is for Colby.
Oh.
All right.
It is for Whitney.
Oh, it is for Whitney. Because, you got that one by default.
That's right.
All
right,
Whitney.
Really? You should stop right now, because if you do, you should make this one like a first person to get it question.
Because
if you give Whitney a question, she'll get one more. So if we end with Kathleen, we went around the table that many times. So you should throw it out there for everybody.
Right,
the first one to get
everybody.
It.
The first one to get it wins, all right?
All right, how do you like...
Just yell it out.
Where... Boop! Yes? And your answer, sir?
Poop!
No. All right, let's try again. Where are the people? We killed them and ate their livers. Got you there, didn't I?
Oh, Madagascar.
Good job, Colby gets it. All right.
Should have known that.
All right.
Now for the scores.
Hold on. We need a timpani for this one. All right. Oops, that is not the timpani.
All right.
Sarah?
In fifth place, let's work my way up. Kathleen with 1 point.
Oh, yay.
At least you defended your honor and had one. All right.
That's true.
In fourth place. Whitney with 2 points.
I so suck.
In third place, Lucas with 3 points.
Wow.
In second place, Colby with 5 points.
Yes! You know what that means.
And Seth wins with 6 points.
Suck it! I win at life.
You know what? How can we not?
And I even gave a pity point to Lucas on that Lord of the Rings one that I could have stolen.
Hey, how do we know you two didn't conspire?
Oh, we didn't. I wouldn't let him
because
look
she
at
did
it
when I was at work.
He tried to sneak and find it on my computer, and he couldn't even find it.
Liars!
And I would have got all the hard ones right to prove that I was cool.
Yeah.
Like the ones that I should have known, like the one from Dumb and Dumber where he was queer with a dog.
I've never heard that quote.
I tried to get some confusing ones to turn you guys off your tracks because you guys are so good in quote movies all the time, especially you, Whitney. I had to make them hard
for
you.
I'm a human tape recorder.
Next week, we'll be doing a different version of the movie game where I'm going to give you the movie and the quote, and you have to tell me the character's name who said it.
Yeah, and also next week on the show, we're also going to do the celebrity guessing game again.
And we're going to call Spain, not those... Prunes.
And I'll give you some Spanish to say.
Spanish.
Yeah, we're going to call Spain and hopefully not get
Arriba!
Like we did from Italy this week. But anyway, that's the end of the show.
Gonzalez.
That's the end of the show. So.
Should I?
Oh, that's right. We forgot to do that. Whitney. We got to do that real quick. Let me open up the wraps here real quick. That way I can refresh your memory on which
some
one.
Some history about this contest, Whitney.
All right, so, I decided that after what game was it that we did?
I don't know. The game where me and Lucas rapped.
Yeah, I think it was after that. And Seth gave me the nickname Witty Sin. I thought, you know what? I should just do just a joke as
where she raps.
Just as a joke, do a rap thing.
So I asked the listeners to send in lyrics, and I picked the two that I thought were the best, one from a girl and one from a guy.
Yep.
Here are the nominees. Whitney will have to eliminate one of these people.
You'll have to crush someone's hopes and dreams.
Aww. Someone's hopes and dreams are going to be crushed right now by Whitney.
By Whitney.
Are you going to read off the lyrics?
I am.
Okay.
The first one is from Nikki in Sampson, Alabama. Okay? Witty sit in the house, time for y'all to bounce. I got a booty that make you shake. I'm the cutie that make you quake. Stand up, get up, look up, shut up. My name is Witty Scent, y'all. I'm the freaking king. My name is Witty Scent, y'all. Stand up, freaking sing. That's her song. Tom from Cleveland. There's something new on the street. Something hot, something sweet. Come and get my CD. Something fresh from the ICT. Doesn't matter what you heard about me. I'm bringing sick rhymes for you, G. Witty Scent, y'all. I'm new on the street. Doesn't mean I'm a buster because I bring the heat. You be bouncing your head when you hear my beat. Watch your back. I'll cap you in a field of wheat. W-H-I-T, something sweet and juicy for y'all for free. W-H-I-T, something hot and fresh for y'all to see.
Beautiful.
Now pick Tom in Cleveland or Nikki in Sampson, Alabama. I hit that one again. Frick.
You want me to do it?
Man, we were surrounded by angels in the show.
Here we go.
Or something.
All right, people. Well, again, I did it because it was the best rap. Tom from Cleveland, you are the winner.
Represent Ohio.
Nikki, I'm really sorry. Your rap was really cute. I really liked it, but I just thought I would go with Tom because it's a little funnier.
All right, well, Tom from Cleveland, you're going to win a prize. I haven't decided what it is yet. It could be a signed picture of me, or it could be
a nude
million,
picture of me.
Billion dollars.
What about a million nude picture billion of me?
Dollars. Or a nude picture of Lucas, apparently.
Wow.
We'll see what happens.
So, Tom, thank you.
You have to pay, though.
But over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be working on Whitney's rap. We're going to write the second verse.
Yep.
And we're going to be, I already got the beat made. We're going to be writing the second verse, and then we're going to be rapping it and playing it on the air. Whitney, should you rap this live, or should we record it?
I don't know.
We'll discuss it after the show. But either way, you're going to hear it in a couple weeks
send
on the show.
And
also,
want to do it live.
Also, I'm going
to
make a music video for this, just for everybody to laugh at.
We're going to do a music video, too.
Anyway, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. We'll be back here at 2 o'clock
Bye.
Next Saturday, Central
Thank
Time.
Everybody.
Thanks for watching.
Love
Thanks
you.
For listening.
On behalf
of Kathleen, Sarah, Whitney, Colby, Lucas, and myself, this was the show.